Just after 4 o'clock on a glorious Wednesday afternoon, Kimbo on the Roots with you, all thanks to Balfours. They've been baking people happy in South Australia since 1853. I tell you what, this next guest makes people happy as well, most of the time. He is the Mayor of WA, and it's all happening over there at the moment. Roots, there's been a spanner thrown in the works with the fifth test possibly not happening.
I'm totally confused, Kim. Perth was the place for the AFL Grand Final. It meant everything was happening there.
Well, that's why we want to go.
And now they're not having the Perth Test match for the
Ashes?
That's
why we want to go to the main man to get the right outcome here. Mm. Basil Zemplis, the Mayor of WA, joins us. Baz, thanks for your time.
Kimbo, Roach, very good afternoon as always. Lovely to chat.
And now let's just straighten this up a little bit. It does seem a little bit strange that you could host an AFL Grand Final and now you can't have a Test match. How's that being received over there? And why?
Yes, well, it is interesting. It's an ever so slightly different set of circumstances, of course, because at that time and with the week's break and all of those things in play, the AFL teams were able to either get here or to have that period where they operated in a bubble. The big difference here, of course, is that the turnaround from the Sydney test to the Perth test would have been, or as it's slated right now, is a small break. And it's really not going to allow that quarantine period. I think the real deal breaker, though, I think, you know, reading through some of the lines and conversations is not what might or might not be possible for the players. I think it would still be possible for the players to operate with a quarantine concession and play in a bubble, if you like, keep it clean without interaction with spectators and broadcasters. But I think it's come down to the broadcasters, to be perfectly honest. Broadcasters and ancillary people. And if they can't come for the Perth test without quarantine, then I don't think Cricket Australia has an appetite to play in Perth. And I think that's the sticking point.
Well, let's understand the politics of this. Mark McGowan, your much-loved Premier in Western Australia, recently put up all sorts of conditions which allowed cricket to put this fifth test match in Perth, but on January 14 to 18. There was a time where there's a fair bit of criticism about certain rules for footy, certain rules for cricket, no rules for horse racing. And now he's clamped down again. How does the wind of change go with this Premier and what he wants to do in Perth?
Sure. Well, a couple of things. Firstly, I suppose when we had the AFL, there was about 50 media and approved concessions, if you like.
Yep.
And my understanding is that the requirement for cricket of those type of concessions is 150. So that's a much bigger number, three times the size, less appetite from the Premier there. They wanted the cricket because there was noise about people becoming disgruntled. The hard border had served us well, but, you know, an Ashes test match, Are we going to miss out again? Then when those concessions were announced about 3 weeks ago that were going to allow the test match to take place, interestingly, there was quite a bit of negativity from those who have been very happy with the hard border and the conditions under which we've lived. So then, with the Omicron variant in play and a change in the conditions, if you like, a change in the prevailing conditions, the Premier's been able to swing it back the other way. And that is, cricket can come, but only if they fulfil the 14-day quarantine period for all of the extra staff. The players still would have had the concession, but only the players. And I think two things there, Roach. One, that's given the Premier the wriggle room, if you like, to be able to go back to the harder line. But secondly, it was because cricket doesn't have an appetite to come here without all of those extra people. Ball tracker, Hawkeye, all of those things. You need specialist people to do that stuff. And you can't do it if you don't get them into the state.
Well, you understand that better than anyone with your commitments with Channel 7 over the years. But where do you sit as the Lord Mayor on this? Or do you fall in line with the Premier? And is it hard to sit back and see the MCG put their hand up for it, Hobart, Canberra, SCG and the Adelaide Oval?
Yeah. Look, I see this from all angles. I see it as a sports fan and as a dad who was going to take his son along to the cricket. I see it as a Seven man. I see it as the Lord Mayor. I must be honest. I understand the Premier sticking hard and fast to the policy that has served him well. And like any politician, he got a glimpse into what it was like if concessions were put in place. And I think the reality is there were lots of people in the community who said, we don't give a stuff about the cricket. We want to be safe. And and here's the thing, I guess, guys, that is probably best understood by everyone around the country, is Although lots of people in Perth have enjoyed a wonderful lifestyle over the last 2 years, we've been absolutely blessed. Mm. For those people that fall into the category of not being able to see loved ones interstate, mm. or particularly ill loved ones mm. interstate, or for families who haven't been able to reunite, those people in particular, they do not give a bumper about the cricket. They say, why can cricketers get a concession, but we can't get a concession to be able to see our own families? And that's the difficulty for the Premier, negotiating and navigating that path.
All right, Baz, we know that you're really busy. Just quickly then, so you think the Perth Test won't happen?
It's very unlikely, I've got to say. With those 150 extras having to quarantine now for 14 days, it seems very, very unlikely that the test match will be played in Perth.
Now, Baz, we have to ask, we spoke to you just prior to the grand final. You copped a few headlines after the grand final. How have you coped with that? I know you got a thick skin.
And fair enough. Look, it was one of those things that happens, unfortunately. We're talking about Simon Goodwin, obviously. Simon should have spoken after the grand final and after the presentation. I know that. He knows that. Everybody else knows that. It was an unfortunate set of circumstances. I spoke to him the next day when we had the welcome presentation of the premiers in Forest Place in the city. He was all class and understood. He said there was so much going on. I get it, he said. And I'm pleased that the Melbourne Footy Club are going to be able to give Simon Goodwin the opportunity that he didn't get in Perth, and that will happen in Melbourne in the coming weeks. So,
Reach has got a big idea.
The Ds say they want to replicate Grand Final Day to the point they're opening the gates the same time they open in Perth, go through all the entertainment. Surely they're flying you to the MCG.
Bring Baz back.
Let's do this properly.
That is, the only problem with that is he might not get up there again. So they imagine if we replicated perfectly.
Somehow, Basil, I couldn't imagine it happening twice.
Oh, Baz. We love your work, so we've got it from the Lord Mayor. You don't think the fifth test will go ahead in Perth?
Want to nominate where, though?
Highly unlikely. Personally, Tassie deserves a crack, I think. I doubt it will be Tassie. Yeah. So it'll be Melbourne or Sydney, I guess. I think I would love to see Tassie, but unfortunate for Perth cricket fans, but that's the way it is. We've been very lucky over here. If we need to suck it up, we suck it up.
Baz, you're an absolute ripper. You always make yourself available. We really appreciate your time today.
Anytime, guys. And as always, hello to my auntie Nesta in West Beach and my auntie Despa in Nova Gardens. Good on you, boys.
Oh, you've got it all coming. It's lovely. 32 degrees here. Beautiful at West Beach. Good on you, Baz. Hey, we've got to go to a break, Rich. There he is. He's a ripper. Good suggestion. They should fly him over there.
Absolutely.
If he's allowed to fly in and all that stuff.
Replicate the day. Do the foot.
Only trouble is he'll have to quarantine for 2 weeks when he goes back, Rich.
Did you say Mark McGowan, the Premier's getting a bit of over-the-top heat as well?
We're never going to please everyone. No, he's had death threats, but nearly every politician. Well, people are out of control at the moment.
For a test match. I understand we love our cricket.
Well, not just that, more what Baz is talking about.
Not letting people move.
Not being able to see their loved ones. They're trapped there.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, we've got to go to a break. We're here thanks to Balfours, and we're taking more of your text on 0427 154 166. We'll be having a chat with young Cooper Merley. Last time we spoke to him, he played for Norwood. Now he plays for the Pies, Roach. Mm.